Hello, screeters. All right. First thing I gotta say is, boy, have I felt unmotivated lately. It could be because it's early May and it's like 49 degrees out. But maybe it's because it's been gray and rainy and I'm not getting enough vitamin D. And maybe it's because I got some stuff I actually want to do and I just have a lot more resistance than I wish I had. I don't know. How are you guys feeling? How's the rest of the world doing? I don't know. But I do know. Today is Tuesday, May 3rd, 2022. I am Jason Hobbs, and this is Random Screed.
Hey, Jason. It's always good to see when there's a new screed up on the feed. Always take time out of the day whenever there's one up to sit and listen to it, because normally there's a lot to digest. You're a thoughtful man, and your listeners are thoughtful, and I appreciate the forum you give them to come across the airwaves here and have some discussions as you tend to present. So rulings and rules and the OSR is always a bit of discussion, it seems like, we come across. And I know even in my fifth edition game that I'm running right now, I've made some rulings with my players, and once or twice we've went back to discuss them just to make sure everybody's still on board with how things went. And I don't think we've had any major reversals, but that communication with your players and the consistency that it brings to the game, I think, is more important than probably the ruling itself.
Larry, my man, thank you so much for calling in. Thank you for the kind words for me and the screeters, of which you are most certainly a part. A space part. I really appreciate your call in, and it's the only one. But I'd have to say, over the years that I've been doing Random Screed now, it most definitely is the call-ins that make the show. Without the call-ins, I would just be a talking head that you can't even see, and nobody, and I mean nobody, likes that. Or do they?
If he is up or down, his podcast still comes round. Hobbs is in his van. Don't turn off that sat nav, man. Random Screed, don't know what you get, but it's what you need.
And we're back. Thanks again to Darren Green, otherwise known as RFED, Rocks Fall, Everybody Dies. Better portion of the Green family compared to Colin. Oh, I just said his name. I might have summoned him. Hopefully I summoned RFED, because I haven't heard from that guy in a while. I get to see him on the Dungeon Musers Discord occasionally. And that's the perfect place for him, because Kevin is so consistent with his games. And I know how much RFED thrives on game consistency. And you got to hand it to him. He's a great player with a good GM. It sounds like a match made in heaven. I got to admit to y'all, though, it's not Monday, May 1st any longer. Now it is Friday.
In a quarter mile, turn left onto Genoa Road.
May 6th. And guess what? We still got the sat nav, man. So I think Random Screed lives on. I got a few things I want to talk about. I was super excited about something on Monday. I talked to everybody in the whole world about it.
Take the next left onto Genoa Road.
And tried to get as much information about it as I could. Then I found myself by the next day, it was like, I'm just not as excited about this idea as I was. Why is that, people? Why do, I don't know if everyone does it, but I know I do. You can be so
Road for 4 miles.
Focused and excited about a specific idea that it overwhelms everything. I just saw a TikTok about ADHD, where when you're resistant about certain things, you will almost do anything not to have to do it. So I don't know if that's part of it, if it's something else. I don't know. I can say that work has been going pretty well. I'm super busy, but still been going pretty well. I get to see Haley, my stepdaughter, over this weekend. I'm helping her move some things tomorrow as she's moving back in with us at the end of the month for a few months. And then we'll be together for Mother's Day, which is nice, but I'm working, so whatever calls I have, I'm going to do. Really trying to get out of the hole that I had already been in before I went on work hiatus for a few months there. So it'll be nice to get that income rolling. And the income, you know, comes from customers who want flooring, and I'm giving it to them at the best price I can, making people happy, still doing a fulfilling job. But anyhow, that's what I got going on. Oh, I almost failed to mention, recorded a Hobbs and Friends episode last night. You can catch the pre, post, and show itself on the YouTubes or the Twitch for a while. And then I plan on an every other week release for Hobbs and Friends. So all you screeters out there that have been not getting enough of their Hobbs lately, it's coming. It's coming. I suppose I should add a little bit on what it was that my idea is. I have committed to running games for Patreons, and I've been getting some scheduled, but we haven't been able to actually fulfill them, as sometimes my nights go pretty late. Like I mentioned, tonight it's Friday night. It's about 6:30. I got about a half hour before I get to a call that's about an hour and a half from my house, and the call will take anywhere from an hour to 2 hours. Hopefully, no more than that. So that means that I'll likely be getting home around 9:30, 10 o'clock, which for some is not that late. For me, kind of late. Sometimes I get up at 5 a.m. to play basketball, so not getting home until that late makes it a little hectic. Hectic. But you know what? It's all right because I have an idea. What I'm going to do is make a new duet, minimally, and then up to my normal five players, pick up Hex Crawley Open Table West March's game. And I don't think it's only going to vaguely be West March's, because when you're playing with less people, I'm not sure West March's is the correct word. I'm going to use Low Fantasy Gaming, but
in half a mile, turn right onto Davis School Road.
My big interest is this concept of duet gaming and digging more deeply into character growth and generation over play. So it's still emergent play, but we're going to dig during sessions and figure that stuff out. So how are you going to do this, Jason? How are you possibly going to be able to set this up?
Take the next right onto Davis School Road.
As a pickup game, my intention is, I have my regular game on Tuesday night, OSE, with Zach Pierce in the world of Aired by Trollord Games on Tuesdays.
Continue on Davis School Road for 1.5 miles.
If I'm available, I'm going to play that. And then Wednesday nights, I'm back to Night Below with Dungeon Musers playing 2nd Edition Dungeons & Dragons on Wednesday nights. But other than that, I'm fairly open. So my thought process is, when my schedule comes in, 7:30 a.m. each day, I can look down and say, well, hey, look, it looks like I'll be home by 5. All right, guys, game tonight, 5 p.m. And I'm just going to put that out to my Discord server, where in the specific channel, for a few players less, I've called it. I don't know if you like that play on words or not. I certainly did when I made it, but if anything, it's when you say something has grown on you, that usually means it's good, but this feels like it's grown on me like mold too soon on my fruit. So, in other words, not as appealing as it once was. But
in half a mile, turn left onto Shattuck Road.
It might be all right. It might be good, right? I don't know. Let me know what you guys think. Let me know if you want to get in on the action. I haven't attached a tier level to it. I'm still open to scheduling Kalmata Midlands games. I've kind of stuck a fork in
the Take
Weeping
the next
Man
left onto Shattuck Road.
But, yeah, that's where I'm at. Let me know what you guys think about this Duet Gaming thing. My plan is I'm going to set it in Northgate.
Continue
in the Midlands.
On Shattuck Road for 4 miles.
We're going to use Low Fantasy Gaming. It'll start where most of my other Midlands games have broken off. So there'll be some stuff happening. Northgate has a ton of factions for the less fighty characters. Because, I mean, let's face it, you play a bard and you're playing by yourself. I don't necessarily want you to hire 25 NPCs to try and delve into a dungeon. I want you to do the stuff you want to do. So even if you're a warrior or a fighter or a barbarian and you still want to do some talky-talk stuff, well, that's going to be available. What I'm going to do is try to make some tables by the three pillars of D&D. Not the fourth pillar, that questing beast Ben Milton came up with, because I think that's a whole nother topic. Maybe I'll talk about that in a minute. Exploration, social interaction, combat. So usually exploration and combat kind of go hand in hand, but not necessarily. You may be someone who tries to avoid combat, and that's okay. Like I say, I'm expecting 1 to 3 players, so not a lot, but easily more than enough to play Low Fantasy Gaming with. And I'm hoping to really kind of focus in on what the characters want to do. So I'm going to have this table. I'm always going to have a few adventure sites available. And then I'm going to have these tables that allow what's happening. So I'm going to have a faction interaction table on what's happening in the game world at the time. We have the brokers, who are the Church of Argona, who are really kind of capitalist minded. They like to invest money into places. They're the ones who created a trading situation with Vorngard, the Vernari to the north. I think that's super cool. We have the Anointed, who is Nokratha, the Stargazers, jack-booted thugs who have drank the blood of Nokratha, the Stargazer, and now are in his power. The Stargazer is not in town because of other things that have happened in the campaign world and setting. So maybe he's not as much to be worried about. And then you have the Faceless, who are some local revolutionaries in Northgate, who are fighting against the Anointed and the Stargazer. So, I mean, I think there's a lot of cool stuff there. Northgate is also known as a criminal hub, so the people who are interested, like the Scum Bros, might want to get back at it. I don't know, but these are all just some political maneuverings and factions that could be. There's going to be some Vernori around, so we got the HGC, the Herders and Growers Commune. So as you can see, there's a lot of stuff going on. There's also easy access to exploration. You could go out of town. The Wistwood is close. You could get on the bay, the Argosa. The Bay of Argosa is right there. You could go somewhere that way. You also have the hidden city, the ruins that lie beneath Northgate, as it was built on an ancient elven ruin called Varna Sul. So there's always some small exploration that can be done there. And perhaps another faction could be opened up. I don't know. What I do know is I was going to talk about something else, but I don't remember what it was. So I'll listen back to this and I'll be right back. Questing Beast on his latest video said that the hidden, unknown fourth pillar of play is shenanigans. If you ask me, this fourth pillar of play is shenanigans. Because I've been talking about having situations for shenanigans being the sole way that I run games for 30 years. So it's not a fourth pillar, it's usable in any of the other three pillars. Shenanigans isn't its own pillar. Shenanigans is the situation that a GM sets up without creating a method for extraction. The players are there to create the method for extraction, and you're just there to humbly, fairly arbitrate their situational shenanigans and the way they choose to extract themselves through it, whichever pillar of play it seems to be surrounded by. So I say thus, the fourth pillar is not shenanigans. That's dumb. North Texas RPG Con, me boyos. It's coming. We're less than a month away. And yours truly has finally submitted.
Take the next right onto Woodstock Road.
Not one, not two, but three Flippicean games on the grid. I'm like a real convention goer. I bought tickets for games. I don't know what's happening to me, but I've just become a regular dude who pays his money, becomes a special guest, and gets into games and is super effing excited about it. That's this guy. So the three games that I submitted are... Number one, Wednesday, pre-con extravaganza, 8 p.m. Beware the Weeping Man. Yes, we're doing a playtest for a future publication. I have hired a cartographer, and we are making it happen, my friends. We are doing it. It's going to be the thing.
In half a mile, turn left onto Boone-McHenry County Line Road.
So we plan on getting that. Not only playtested at North Texas, I'll probably playtest it online one or two times, and we will publish it. I don't know what it's going to be yet. It depends on how it ends up. I don't know if it's just going to be, you know, a 32-page zine.
Turn left onto Boone-McHenry County Line Road.
We're going to perfect bind it. I don't know. Let me know what you think. I mean, I could do the whole adventure. I could do some environs of the Mizzlemore. I could do a little hexy that we used in the last North March game.
Continue on Boone-McHenry County Line Road for 6 miles.
I could publish that map in there. There's some things that we could do. We can make it a pretty big product. I'm also running the Cinenarium of the Sin Eater. So that is an adventure that I already play tested once during the Lost Lake AP using Low Fantasy Gaming. So it's going to be my first publication using Low Fantasy Gaming. I'm pumped. Oh, so that's pretty exciting. We're also going to do another playtest of that at North Texas. And then the final, the third game, Legendary Kalmata. It's time for high adventure. At first, though, these games came out costing $15 a ticket. I was so stunned when nobody joined my games when they finally got put out. $15 a ticket. That's almost as much for playing in the wizard van at Gen Con in the DCC group. That's right. I saw they're going to have a wizard van at Gen Con, and it's $20 a seat. Mine's $15, and it's just for playing Legendary Kalmata, which seems a little crazy if you ask me. I know you didn't, but I'm asking you. Would you play in these games? What do you think about them? Should I kickstart them? Should I publish them as normal? What do you think? I might even toss some maps out once in a while on the old Patreon. Yeah? Holy cow, this episode's gone on long enough. It's been real. It's been fun. But it ain't been real fun. E.